and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith, and it feels like we haven't seen you in a while. 10 days between games, and your Houston Texans are definitely recovering from the 33-28 loss at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts and already have their sights set on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So how did they use their time off? Well, not necessarily off this week, but 10 days to regroup. Here's what they had to say.
Well, you certainly have the extra day, that's for sure, maybe 2 days. You know, you have and the thing that you have there, too, I believe that only time will tell, but you have the ability to correct mistakes from the previous games. You know, you have – before you move on to Pittsburgh, let's take care of your own house, you know, take care of our own house. And I think we did that. We got some things cleaned up communication-wise and things like that. Our guys are really tuned in. You know, it's just like I said a million times, a fantastic group of guys to work with. They want to win. They want to do well.
The games we won, you know, were hard-fought games, and the ones that we lost, you know, with the exception of one, you know, we were just, you know, a couple plays from being right there. And that's just what it comes down to more times than not. And we made a point of emphasis this week to really focus in on details and just communicating things like that to get us over that hump.
And as the Texans prepare to square off against the Pittsburgh Steelers, this will be a game of 2-3-3 teams, both coming off tough losses and both looking to shine nationally on Monday Night Football.
I mean, it's a great place to play just in terms of the energy, the noise, you know, the terrible towels. I mean, it's a, and especially to be on a Monday night. I just think, you know, as players on Monday night, having all eyes on you and everybody watching, that's a big thing for a lot of these guys, just in terms of performing well in front of your peers.
Monday night in general is just a fun night to play on. You know, everyone's watching the country, all over the world for that matter, and you're able to kind of display to the world what you're all about.
Well, one player looking to definitely bounce back from that tough loss against the Colts is DJ Swearinger. Now, he took a little bit of criticism. No one was harder on him than he was on himself, and he even had a chance to laugh at himself a little bit throughout the week.
You know, you got to learn it, live and learn. It was a horrible game by me. I definitely won't have another one of those.
What did you see that you could do better?
It's just technique from a little kid. Like, you know, my pops told me, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, I ain't teach you how to tackle. Like, it was just bad technique, just something that I know that I can correct, something that won't happen again.
Why did you talk to your dad?
After the game, yeah, after the game. So my whole family gave it to me. So,
they're not like soften the blow. They're like,
oh no, never been. It's always you. If you're doing your job, do it to the best of your ability. And if you have stepping, that's not accepted in my family.
Were they surprised? They were surprised by the way you play.
Yes, they were. They were very surprised. I got a lot from my family. Mom, Dukes, pops, sisters, grandma. Everybody.
Wait,
everybody.
Grandma?
Yeah, everybody. Grandma was like, you horrible. I don't like that DJ. You know, I don't like that DJ. Pops, you know, pops just getting at me. Mom, everybody just, you know, that's not me. And it wasn't me. And I'll be better.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, I'll have my weekly visit with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.